The campaign is on for November. Supporters and opponents of casinos in Massachusetts are gearing up for what will likely be a fierce and expensive fight over casinos following a ruling by the state Supreme Court that voters get to decide if gambling should be legal. WBUR's Bruce Kellerman reports on yesterday's court decision.
In ruling that voters should determine the fate of gambling in the Commonwealth, the SJC overturned the opinion of Attorney General Martha Coakley. Last fall, Coakley refused to certify a petition initiative that would have put the question before voters. Coakley argued that the state had implied contracts with gaming companies, and that if voters decided gambling should be illegal, it could violate the property rights of developers who have spent millions betting they could legally build casinos in Massachusetts.
We made a call. That was our job to make a call. The court said, we don't agree with your call. That's fine. They're the final referee in this. And now it's decided.
In its 55-page decision, the High Court used harsh language to describe Coakley's reasoning over property rights, calling it peculiar and a departure from common sense. Coakley was unfazed.
I think sometimes the law is not commonsensical, in fairness, and I think we tried our best, and I made the decision, so I don't take that personally.
At a sidewalk news conference outside the State House, those who led the fight against Coakley's decision were overjoyed with the court ruling. Attorney Tom Bean argued their case before the SJC.
Today's victory is a victory for democracy. It's a victory for the people of the Commonwealth who now have the opportunity to vote and decide that casinos are bad for Massachusetts, they're bad for business, and they're bad for people.
The anti-gambling forces are a coalition of groups that came together to defeat proposals in several towns. Coordinating the effort is John Ribeiro, head of Repeal the Casino Deal.
We've been outspent in neighborhoods like East Boston and Palmer and Milford almost 100-1. So we're welcoming this David versus Goliath story.
Goliath, in this case, would be the gaming industry. Under current law passed in 2011, there are to be 3 casinos and a slot parlor in the state. Estimated annual revenue, $1.7 billion.
What's at stake here are thousands of jobs and hundreds of millions of new tax revenues for the Commonwealth.
Eric Shippers is Senior Vice President of Penn National Gaming. Last February, the state's Gaming Commission awarded the company a license to install slots at the Plain Ridge Racecourse in Plainville, Massachusetts. Shippers is disappointed by the SJC's decision, but says the project is full speed ahead, opening day a year from now.
We've spent $25 million on a license fee already, and we're well underway with construction now on this $225 million project. And so there's a lot on the line for us. There's a lot at stake, but we remain confident that voters are going to want to protect jobs instead of destroy jobs come November.
Shippers says Penn National is going to team up with MGM Resorts International to fight the anti-gambling ballot question. MGM recently received a license to build a casino in Springfield, but doesn't have to pay the $85 million fee until after the November election.
We look forward to a vigorous campaign that is going to be heavy on education of the voters.
And you can bet heavy on campaign spending. And that could influence the choice voters make when they cast ballots for governor. The SJC's decision throws a wild card into the race. The court also acknowledges its decision could have an even bigger impact. The justices write, the abolition through the initiative might even affect non-gambling companies' estimation of Massachusetts as a reliable place to do business. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Kellerman.